You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, it's Darius from the SRA podcasting team, and I'm now joined by Adam Hayhurst. Adam, you were talking a bit today about music and events and, well, visualising those events for people who aren't there, quite frankly.
That's right, yes. I was trying to talk, but I've very much lost my voice, and now I sound very croaky.
Of course, it's not just about visualising the exact same thing which people have seen at the event.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great that the BBC is able to cover a wide range of music events, but it's actually also a challenge. If you look back, for example, 2014, Ed Sheeran did the same set at Tea in the Park, at Glastonbury, at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Glasgow, and the BBC filmed all of those. But of course, when you're there, they feel very spontaneous and that they're very unique to that event. But in reality, they're all the same. So we do have to look at each event and what opportunities there are backstage and hooking in corners in order to create the most distinctive content, such as the BBC Music Teepee that exists backstage at Glastonbury and other kind of tidbits in dressing rooms and stuff. So, you know, it is a challenge to constantly be trying to find a bit of content that makes that event stand out and be different from the last one.
Some of these events are absolutely huge and there's so many potential issues and opportunities that come up. What's one of the strangest contingencies you've had to plan for in the past?
Okay, well, we always do a business continuity rehearsal before each event, which is where representatives from all the different departments, tele, radio, event, safety, sit round a table and a lady from the BBC creates a number of scenarios which we all have to respond to, and those develop over the course of the meeting. And there was one event in particular where all of the food was consumed, all of the same food was consumed by the people at the event, including the staff and the guests and the talent. And unfortunately, the food was tainted with some kind of bug. And without going into too much detail, the scenario was that 40,000 people needed the toilet at the same time. And we had to rehearse exactly what each of us would do in that situation.
You can potentially be on the road for months for something like Glastonbury. What is that experience like?
It's actually really a really good experience. I mean, I think it's a little overstatement, but it generally in the summer we're away from home for weeks at a time. And the thing that makes it really exciting is, of course, the events themselves. But the thing that makes it quite heartwarming is that it's a very similar team that does all of the events. So you spend a lot of time together. And we're just very lucky, certainly at BBC events, that all of our colleagues are really capable, competent, fun, you know, almost loving people and great to be around. So it feels like you're part of, you know, some kind of odd family. Very odd, actually, as it happens. But odd family, and it's a really, really enjoyable place to be over those months.
And what advice would you have to student radio producers?
I'd say it's important to remember the principles of anything that you want to make go viral. And of course, you know, it's a buzzword, everybody says it, but certainly at the BBC and definitely at Radio 1, where they're very successful with content, that type of backstage exclusive content, you need to remember what your audience wants and why they would share something. And we put that down to three very BBC acronyms, WTF, LOL, and OMG. And just make sure that whatever you're doing, whatever you're planning, and when you're looking for these opportunities in the events that you're going to, make sure that the content you're making is standout and that it is something that people either find funny or endearing or shocking and that they want to share. Otherwise, simply, they won't.